afternoon and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. Markets kicked off this week with a bit more of a subdued tone on the back of this weekend's events. Treasuries remain stable ahead of tomorrow's Fed policy decision, and credit spreads are back to record tights as investors gear up for key earnings results out of the tech sector starting tomorrow. We anticipate the Fed will keep rates steady this week as policy stability takes hold near the end of the cutting cycle. We still maintain the view that we could see up to three more cuts in 2026, but we expect those to materialize later in the year as new leadership takes over at the Fed. Political tensions remain elevated, both domestically and abroad, putting continued upward pressure on the long end of the U.S. yield curve. This, combined with the potential for a reacceleration of growth and stickier inflation, reinforces our view that we are in or moving into an environment of a structurally steeper yield curve. As a result, we continue to favor shorter-dated convex assets like fixed-rate high-yield and investment-grade bonds, as well as securitized and CLO structures that should benefit from a moderate trend lower in front-end rates. In credit, all eyes are on earnings and supply as companies emerge from blackout periods and enter into a seasonally heavy new issuance window. This is likely to be exacerbated by the massive amount of CapEx and data center spend needed to keep up with increasing AI-driven compute demand. M&A deal-making is also likely to pile on throughout the year as companies continue to rely, at least in part, on debt financing to fund record levels of M&A activity. Fundamentals overall remain sound, but a handful of large bankruptcies in the last few months is keeping bond investors vigilant. We are also starting to see more data points of write-downs of material losses being realized in private credit books. While we do not believe this will become a systemic risk at this point, we are wary that the sector will continue to deliver sufficient returns to investors and could see increased volatility seep into the public markets as a result. All in all, a stable to modestly accommodative Fed, strong corporate fundamentals, and a tight labor market should continue to support risk assets. However, heavy supply, increasing dispersion within credit markets, and geopolitical tensions are likely to weigh on spreads in the coming weeks. Ahead of this, we are staying relatively close to home on generic credit risk and holding ample dry powder to take advantage of what is likely to be a bouncy first quarter and year ahead. That's all for this week's episode of the Weekly Fix. Thank you for tuning in.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.